Dr. Dennis Mackey is the head of infectious diseases for the UW Med School and consults the Wisconsin Medical Society on public health issues. He says the trouble with relying on other countries to make up for a vaccine shortage is that they need the vaccine too.
It's possible that there may be some additional flu vaccine in Canada, but remember, Canada is a country that's a fraction the size of ours, and I suspect the amount of additional flu vaccine we might get from Canada, I'd be very surprised if it was much more than 5 million doses, at most 10.
That's much smaller than the estimated 50 million doses the U.S. will fall short of because of contaminated stocks in Britain. Still, Mackey says the help would be welcome, and he says concerns over safety of the drugs shouldn't be a problem.
I'd have no qualms at all about buying drugs from a large, reputable Canadian pharmaceutical distributor that I'm confident is not going to be pulling shenanigans in terms of selling fake drugs.
He says buying Canadian prescription drugs can be a different story since there are so many providers and little oversight. Even with a shortage, Mackey says the U.S. has enough vaccine to take care of the elderly, who are most at risk of dying from the flu.
When all is said and done, I don't think it's the end of the world. I really do think that there will be enough flu vaccine for the highest risk individuals.
Mackey points out that 5 years ago, the country got by on far fewer flu shots than what was planned for this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.